Well, well, well. Hello, world. Probably thought I forgot about you, and I have not. I am trying to find a path on this journey to come back and how to be here, there, never really anywhere. But I come back on here every now and then because I want you guys to be able to get in tune with who you are as a person and not forget who you are as a person. Life's not perfect, and I'm not coming on here asking for anybody to forgive me for not being on here because it's life. It's normal. We have to find balance to be able to create sometimes. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm finding balance to create. I hope you guys are all well. I hope you had a great morning. I hope you had a romantic Valentine's Day. And even if you didn't, I hope you took a nice bubble bath or a nice hot shower if you're a gentleman and poured you a nice glass of bourbon if you're a gentleman and a couple glasses of wine if you're a woman to wind down. You know me, I'm still that wineosaur. So it doesn't matter if you didn't get appreciated and loved on Valentine's Day. As long as you're appreciating and loves yourself, that's all that matters. Who cares if you didn't receive those dozens of roses or quadruplet dozens of roses, however you want to say it. That part doesn't even matter. What matters is getting up every day and loving who you are as a person. We can drown and we can soak. We can feel sad. We can have highs. We can have lows. We can fight depression. We can be just fine. Or we could just not be loving ourselves enough. It doesn't matter what we go through, long as we have the ability to be concerned with who we are as an individual, sometimes this matters. We have to get up every day and fight for what we know, what we feel inside. If you feel inside like you know that you are this person, pull it out. Pull it out of your inside and just cover it with your whole body and become just that person. Don't let anyone ever say you can't be something because we all can be something. When I first started podcasts, I used to always think, this ain't for me. But you know what? It is for me. It's for you. I have a voice of reasoning, a voice of understanding, a voice of determination, a voice of I will never give up. And I want you to never give up on your hopes, your dreams, ambitions, just life itself. Yeah, some of your price impact, like it's easier said than done. That's true. Very true. But guess what? Loving you comes naturally. There's no effort in that. The only thing you have to do is get up in the mirror every day and look in there and say, that person that's staring back at me, I love it. I love her. I love him. Not letting anyone take that joy away from you. It's called having self-power. Self-endurance. Get up and go. I always tell myself, you could go through 10,000 things, but baby, you're still here. You're still here. You're still standing. You're not beat against all odds. You done fought against a lot of, you'll never be this, you'll never be that. You're left alone. No one cares. I beat it all. So every day I wake up with a smile on my face, even though those days that I don't feel like it. Be thankful you have a reason and you're getting up every day. And your reason for getting up every day is you, the person you gotta love. Yeah, I know times are getting hard, they're frustrating. A lot of us are fighting a lot of different battles and illnesses and depression and sadness and grieving. But guess what? You got up. Nothing's ever going to be what we want it to be. Tell yourselves that every day. I know sometimes I get mad, like, oh, I'm so sick of this. But whatever we're sick of, we could change. Be thankful for that. We have the opportunity to rebuild whatever we choose to rebuild in our lives. But we got to want it. You know, I always say to myself, man, I feel so alone. But in my absence of being alone, I have learned who I am and what I want and what I need. And sometimes when you go through the worstest part in your life alone, it tells you exactly where you need to be. Alone sometimes. Spending time alone allows you to rebuild the person that you know you have the potential to be. Reaching goals. Learning how to stand alone is okay. And even if you don't have a goal, teaching yourself how to love again, how to appreciate life, how to look it back and say, all the stuff that I've been through really doesn't matter anymore. Because why? I can't even change it. All I can do is grow from here. I want you all to look at yourselves and say, I am the reason I'm here. We all know that we have a higher source, yeah. But my thing is I want you to focus on who you are as a person so you can grow to understand things better in life. You are the reason. You get up every day. You fight for yourself every day. Fight harder. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. I always thought to myself, if I gave up on me, I'm saying whatever someone did to me in this life is okay. And giving them the power over me. They cannot have the power over you. And it's not okay what someone has done to you in your past, present. It doesn't matter. Never give someone the power over you. You have the right to be, do, act, say, move, however you choose. And do whatever makes you happy. Do whatever makes you feel good inside. Don't say that we don't do it. I sit by myself sometimes and I can have 10,000, not literally 10,000, we're over exaggerating there with some bullshit there, aren't we? But in my mind, I'd be thinking, I have like 10,000 things running through my mind, ideas, concepts, entrepreneurial things, you know, things I know will work and we'll sit there and we'll ponder on it. But we got to pull them out. Use them. Do them anyway. I won't give a shit if it was embarrassing. Do it anyway. Everything is embarrassing in the beginning, but it smooths itself out. And sometimes what you think is embarrassing, somebody else might be like, dang, you know, that's just some embarrassing shit, but she did that, and I like that, and it looks good. Or he did that, but he ought to be ashamed of himself, but hey, it works. That's how you have to look at it. Get up today. I don't care what time it is where you're at. Get up today and find something to do. I wouldn't care if it was taking a long walk or if it was going to seeing some animals or going to seeing doing something. Go look at some shoes, you know. If you can't afford to buy them, at least have an idea. Go look at them and see the cost of them. Try them on. They feel good on your feet. Then you know you got work to do to get them paid for, right? Maybe that little extra overtime of work and buy that very nice fitting warm shoe you tried on this weekend. Don't ever think so. I'm going to go window shopping. Go in the damn store. Sit down. Try on those shoes. Because guess what? When you try something on, that's what motivates you to work harder to be able to get them. So don't just window shop, walking by looking, walk in the store and look. Sit down. Put those shoes on so you can see how good they feel. And if they feel good, you walking around and you're like, man, these are so nice. You're looking in that mirror and you're like, whoo, I know exactly what I will wear with this. Then you got work to do, right? Try it on anyways. That motivates you to work harder for what you want. And next time you walk back in that store, bam, throw that money on the counter and buy those shoes that made you feel so good. Now, I'm not saying go out here impulse shopping two or three things because y'all not going to blame them sincerely. What I'm saying is go into that store, try those shoes on. Don't admire them from your phone. It's not the same experience. Literally go into the store, find those shoes, try them on. And then set your mind to work hard to come back to pay for those shoes. That's what makes you feel good. Or if it's a jacket you've been wanting, go to the store, try that jacket on. See if it fits right. And if you look good in it, you got work to do. If you want to start a business, do something small in your home first. Have someone try it, but have someone try it that you don't know. People that we know, sometimes we all know, not being rude, but you know, sincerely keeps it 100. Sometimes people could be haters. You know, sometimes some people are not proud of what you're doing. They're a little jealous of what you're doing. And that's okay because just guess what? Jealousy and hatred brings motivation. But always have somebody try it you don't know too. Have someone you know try it and have someone you don't know try it. Because sometimes having someone you know try it, if they're jealous about it and they hating on it and they saying negative things, write all those negative things down. And there's your answer. What you just created is the shit. So get up. Do what makes you feel good. And create, live life, but smile on your face even when it hurts. And always know that the smile that you're putting on your face, it isn't fake. It's just saying, I don't want to frown today. I don't want to be down today. I want to feel the sun on my face today. We all know it ain't out right now, but at the same time, you are your sunshine. Do whatever makes you feel good. Get up. Fight every single day. And always know that sincerely, I am a mess. So until next time, guys, always know I'm in your corner. And I will be back. Because, you know, sincerely, I am a mess.